Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Bill Treasure, a workplace expert and courage pioneer. His fear-busting real-world techniques have been road-tested over the past two decades by thousands of executives in 11 countries on four continents. He is the author of the 10th anniversary edition of Courage Goes to Work, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results. I like the sounds of this. And Mr. Treasure, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it's a delight to be with you, and I'm looking forward to being with you and your listeners.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So to kick things off, tell us, Bill, what inspired you to write this book, Courage Goes to Work?
Well, you know, I had been a professional high diver. I used to dive off of 100-foot platforms into small pools that were 10 feet deep, traveling at speeds in excess of 50 miles an hour, protected only by a Speedo. Believe it or not.
I like it, and a great way to kick things off here today. How did you get interested in the topic of courage?
Well, sure. As a former high diver, once I got into the world of work, I started to think about how can I take that crazy experience I had as a professional high diver and make it relevant to the workplace. So I wrote a book on courage and risk-taking. Courage Goes to Work is a book about how do you do the things that are hard to do when a lot of your body and mind and psychology is telling you not to do it, but your preparation is there and that you can do it and you don't want to be held back by it. So how do you be courageous and how do you apply courage in a workplace setting? Because certainly people need to apply courage at work just as they do in life.
And that is spot on. Now, you say that courage is a virtue and that it's fundamental to having a successful career. Why do you think that?
You know, Aristotle said that courage is a virtue, and in fact, he called it the first virtue because it makes all the other virtues possible. And if you think about it, there's so many things in the workplace that connect to it. To be a great innovator means to draw and make some mistakes, draw outside the lines, make forward-falling mistakes. But all the greatest innovations almost always start out as blasphemy. You got to be willing to be a bit of a blasphemer if you're going to be an innovator. That takes courage. If you want to be a great business developer and salesperson or entrepreneur, you got to knock on hundreds of doors in the face of rejection over and over again. That takes courage. To be a leader means to render bold decisions that many people are going to disagree with and give you flack. And you've got to withstand the turbulence, and that takes courage. So courage connects to things like business development and sales and innovation and leadership, not to mention things like negotiation skills and presentation skills. So courage is the fundamental operating system of a successful and thriving career, and that's what Courage Goes to Work focuses on.
And certainly a great focus here today on courage. Today we are joined by Mr. Bill Treasure, a workplace expert and courage pioneer, and is the author of the 10th anniversary edition of Courage Goes to Work, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Treasure, is courage always about saying yes to any risk in front of you?
Yeah, great question, Eric. It's really not. Sometimes, you know, we all like to think of courage as a full-throttled yes to every situation. And in fact, sometimes a disciplined no is the right answer, setting and asserting a boundary. For example, a friend of mine, Ed Viesters, has been to the top of Mount Everest 7 times, and yet he's attempted it 11 times. So he was smart enough to know his first couple of times that when the weather condition changed, that he needed to get off that mountain. He says that getting up is optional, getting down is mandatory, and he doesn't decide when to take that risk. The mountain decides. But imagine being able to accumulate, you know, a year's worth of preparation, sponsorship money. You've got every fiber of your body is telling you to go, go, go. You're only 300 feet from the summit, but you have the discipline and the courage to say no. It's a hard thing to do, but sometimes it's absolutely the courageous act is to assert the boundary and say no.
Good stuff right there, and a great example as well. Now, people need courage to face fears, but fear is scary to face. What's the relationship between fear and courage, and how can we manage our fear?
Well, the good news is that courage, in fact, has a relationship with fear. The both of them need each other. In fact, you're not really doing a courageous thing if the presence of fear isn't there. So the first thing to do is give yourself a little bit of a break when you feel afraid. Just recognize when you feel fear, but you're acting anyway and still doing the thing you're afraid of, that is the very definition of courage. So courage is not, it is not fearlessness. In fact, when you're in a courageous moment, you are full of teeth chattering, stomach rioting, eyes dilating, head sweating, palm sweating, fear, as long as you move forward when you're afraid.
And you're certainly firing on all cylinders here today. Good stuff once again. Now, you talk about three different behavioral buckets of courage. Tell us more about that, and whom do you consider to be a courageous leader and why?
Good question. Well, so I think that it's a mistake to think of all courage as the same, because it's not. A lot of times we think of the brave person in a workplace who says the thing that's hard to say. That's one dimension of courage, but I call them the three buckets of courage. You can think of them as three behavioral expressions. The first one is try courage, the courage of first attempts, to do something when you've not done it before, even though other people may have crossed that threshold and are doing the thing. For you, it's a pioneering event. The first time you're trying it, I call that try courage, the courage of initiative or first attempts, which is different than the second bucket of courage, and that is to release my need to control and release my need to be right, and to get disarmed, get emotionally exposed, and we call this trust courage. So the example of this in the workplace would be delegating, empowering others to get things done without hovering over them like a helicopter parent. The third bucket of courage is the courage of voice and assertiveness, the courage of the truth teller, the person who doesn't bite their tongue to go along and get along, but says the truthful hard thing, sometimes delivering direct feedback to a direct report, but sometimes giving feedback, in fact, upward to their own boss. So try, trust, and tell are three different dimensions of courage. Who do I consider to be courageous? There's a number of people, but one leader comes to mind that I've worked with in the past, and she is the founder of a company called Spanx, and her name is Sarah Blakely. Sarah is terrific. She has this company that she has turned into a multi-billion international retail empire, and she was on the cover of Forbes magazine as the youngest self-made female billionaire. She tells a great story. When she was a kid, her dad used to sit her and her brother down at the dinner table, and at the end of every week, ask them a critical question. He'd say, "Okay, kids, what have you failed at this week?" She said she learned an important message at an early age that if you're not extending yourself even to the point of failure, you'll never be successful. And now, when somebody makes a forward-falling mistake in Spanx, she never gets upset. In fact, she gives them a big high five. She's a good example of a courageous leader.
Fantastic information shared here today on this episode of Enterprise Radio. Certainly appreciate your joining us here today, Mr. Treasure. Love to tap a little further into your expertise and your perspective on business and courage, of course. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Sure. I would ask every one of your listeners, if they're on the edge of doing something courageous, but they're currently hesitating, to answer the holy question, the four most important words you'll ever learn in the English language. What do you want? If you can identify with precision a big goal in front of you that is worthy of your courage mojo, you'll be able to apply it in that direction and be more courageous.
And of course, we certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on Courage Goes to Work or on yourself, where's the best place to get further details online?
Well, and Eric, let me once again thank you for being on EPN. I've had a good time, and they can get me at BillTreasurer.com or CourageBuilding.com, and they can find the book at CourageGoesToWork.com.
And you've certainly got the bases covered, no doubt. Again, Mr. Treasure, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Treasure, a workplace expert and courage pioneer, and is the author of the 10th anniversary edition of Courage Goes to Work, How to Build Backbones, Boost Performance, and Get Results. And for further details, simply visit BillTreasure.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.